Despite the worsening situation in Haiti, so far there's been no mass exodus of Haitians to the U.S. Nonetheless, American officials are getting contingency plans ready. Normal U.S. procedure is to return those intercepted at sea back to their home countries. But as NPR's Philip Davis reports, if a mass migration occurs, the refugees could be housed at the U.S. base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
The U.S. Coast Guard is on the front lines of the U.S. response if the turmoil in Haiti spills beyond its borders. Lieutenant Tony Russell is with the Coast Guard's 7th District, based in Miami. He says the Coast Guard is prepared.
We have a continuous presence in the Windward Passage, and that presence means both surface and air assets. We're watching the situation very closely. We're working with all the agencies involved to ensure that we're in a position to respond.
Russell says U.S. policy is simple.
Vast majority of migrants interdicted at sea will be returned to their country of origin.
Only about 1,600 Haitians have been intercepted in the past 12 months.
It's important to point out that at this time we have no indications of an increased flow of migrants from Haiti.
But in the past, sudden flows of thousands of Haitian migrants have overwhelmed the Coast Guard's ability to return the migrants back to their island. When rebels ousted President Jean-Bertrand Aristide in 1991, more than 70,000 Haitians took to the seas. After Aristide took power again in 1994, there was another upsurge in migrations. The Coast Guard intercepted 14,000 Haitians trying to escape their country. In both episodes, the U.S. military base at Guantanamo, Cuba, was used to house and process the refugees. Raul Duaney is a spokesman for the U.S. Southern Command. He says Haitian refugees may be housed and processed at Guantanamo again if another mass exodus occurs.
Definitely Guantanamo remains a viable option. It has been very effective in the past to deal with, you know, a massive exodus or migrant operation. So at this time, you know, it remains a viable option for us.
Duaney would not say how many migrants the U.S. was preparing to handle. But activists at non-governmental organizations say the U.S. government has plans to house up to 50,000 Haitians if need be.
I think that it's a signal that the administration wanted to send to Haitians who might be thinking of coming.
Marlene Bastian is a well-known Haitian advocate in Miami. She and other activists question why the administration is talking about Guantanamo when there are few signs of a big migration in the offing.
I think that what they're doing is really send a clear signal to people there to tell them, don't even try, keep away. And I think this is wrong.
She says Haitian migrants should be brought into the U.S. once they're intercepted. She says that there, they'd have a better chance of arguing that they'd face political persecution back in Haiti, and they might be allowed to stay. But she says that appears to be exactly what the U.S. is trying to avoid by talking of shunting Haitian refugees off to Guantanamo. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.